Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you would like toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you in studio tonight, it is Ian. We have special guest host
Corey.
Corey Moore is with us here tonight, and Mark back from vacation.
That's right.
So welcome back, Mark. Any TSA stories to tell?
Nope. Everything was pretty uneventful.
Pretty uneventful. Okay. No special super secret search.
Nope. I didn't get. I didn't get picked up for their special.
Just a
search.
Late plane.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. So you're welcome to share your thoughts, your stories, whatever is on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. And yes, we're here throughout the holidays, by the way. We were live on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and planning to be live New Year's Eve as well. So continuing to bring you live content, interactive content, should you so choose. Again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and Skype us. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us that way if you prefer. Now, it was a little while back that there was a news story broken that was scandalous. Big news. The Fast and the Furious, and I'm not talking about Paul Walker dying in a fiery explosion. We're talking about the one that had to do with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ostensibly providing firearms to criminal gangs. There's more to that story coming out of TheBlaze.com from John Dodson, who was the federal agent who blew the lid off of the Justice Department's Fast and Furious gun walking scandal, as it was called. He claims the FBI had ties to the men who killed U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry in 2010 near Nogales, Arizona. In fact, Dodson says the Mexican bandits who gunned down Agent Terry were in fact working for FBI operatives and had been sent to the border to do what was called a drug ripoff using intelligence gathered by the DEA. So there's a lot of complexity to that statement there, the suggestion being that this agent for the Border Patrol ended up being gunned down because of an act that was planned partially by the DEA and the FBI working in concert with a Mexican drug cartel. To where they would, you know, instructed, hey, there's a shipment of drugs and you can steal it.
So why wouldn't the DEA or the FBI just come out and tell us, the American people, what went wrong in that circumstance?
Well, they obviously don't want to reveal the information that would, you know, make it clear that they're involved in drug running, not just gun running.
And incompetent drug running.
Yeah.
Dodson is a special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and he said he doesn't think the FBI was part of the ripoff crew, but that the agency was directing the ripoff crew. The explosive claims were made in an interview with the Arizona Republic this week and are already creating some waves across the internet. Allegations are also found in his recently released book, The Unnamed Truth, which chronicles his role as a whistleblower during Operation Fast and Furious. The Obama administration apparently unsuccessfully tried to block the publication of his book. According to the azcentral.com interview on Fast and Furious, Terry, this is the guy who was shot, Terry and killed, belonged to an elite Border Patrol tactical team sent to a remote area known as Peck Canyon, roughly a dozen miles northwest of Nogales, where violence had escalated because criminal gangs were stealing narcotics from drug runners known as mules. He was slain in a shootout with several bandits. Two assault-type rifles found at the scene were subsequently traced to the Fast and the Furious operation, which was based in Phoenix and launched in 2009 to identify and prosecute drug lords, but instead allowed guns to be walked into the hands of Mexican cartels or criminals. ATF agents encouraged licensed firearm dealers in Arizona to sell more than 2,000 weapons to known straw buyers who were working for the cartels. Instead of arresting the suspects immediately, surveillance agents took notes and then let the men disappear with the guns. After the Terry slaying and attempted cover-up within the Justice Department, Agent Dodson provided evidence and testimony to Congress. His revelations, later verified by an Office of the Inspector General's report, ignited a national scandal over Fast and Furious that resulted in a congressional contempt citation against Attorney General Eric Holder and the replacement of top ATF and Justice Department officials. Well, that solves the problem. We've replaced the justice officials that were at the top of the agencies. We've given a naughty boy to Attorney
Eric Holder. Got Eric a demerit.
Yep, and there you go. Brush your hands of this one, boys. The problem solved.
You know, wasn't that the whole justification for the Department of Homeland Security, though, is so all these departments could talk to each other and things like this wouldn't happen?
Well, they've only,
I mean, that's what they told us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! They've only had 12 years to get this together. I mean, it took almost 2 decades for the FBI to get email.
Well,
this is a government bureaucracy, and there is nothing in the world more inefficient than a government bureaucracy.
They're still using floppy disks over at the FBI.
Well, no, to be fair, that's probably a true statement.
It is a true statement.
But, to be fair, there are agencies talking. The FBI and the DEA were the ones who set up this rip-off deal, and apparently the Border Patrol didn't get the memo on it. So after the Terry slaying here, let's see. So this guy opened up. He told Congress about this. In his book, Dodson uses cautious language to characterize his account of circumstances surrounding Agent Terry's death, saying the information is based on firsthand knowledge, personal opinion, and press reports. He asserts the DEA had information about and may have orchestrated a large drug shipment through Peck Canyon on that December night. He alleges that DEA agents shared that intelligence with FBI counterparts who advised criminal informants from another cartel that the load would be theirs for the taking. Dodson laid out a strategy in which federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI allow criminal activity in order to increase the clout of FBI informants embedded within cartel organizations.
Well, that's an interesting reason to allow it to happen, but we do know there is no doubt at all that policing agencies across the board allow people to commit crimes and stack up crimes so that they can have a larger amount of crimes as a conviction. So,
sure.
You know, they'll, rather than getting a person with one sales of drugs, they'll let them sell many sales of drugs.
Our friend Rich Paul had 4 sales of cannabis.
In 4 different situations?
Yes.
So you have 4 different situations piled up rather than one particular instance. And I think what people believe is that if you commit a crime and that crime is so bad that we can't have that in society, that a law enforcement officer would step in and arrest that person immediately. And that's not the way it goes. It doesn't go that way. And so, I mean, I wouldn't doubt for a second that this is true, that they, in fact, allow crimes to go essentially pile up to increase the clout of an informant, too.
They want it to stick. They don't want the charges to be dropped. I mean, that's why they do this. And
well, and how long does it go on for, though? And how many people's lives are being put in jeopardy? Because presumably the reason to do this, right, from their perspective is, well, we've got this informant. He's working his way up through the ranks. We've got to give him clout. He's got to look like he's a real deal. So let him orchestrate some drug deals. Let him move up, get closer to the men at the top, that kind of thing. They wouldn't want to put their informant's life in jeopardy, but apparently they don't mind putting the agent's life in jeopardy, the Border Patrol agents in this case. You know, this Brian Terry had no idea what was going on in this circumstance.
Well, that's incompetence, not by design, right?
Well, why don't they, you know, if what they're doing here is infiltrating an organization, I guess the reason why they wouldn't give a heads up to the Border Patrol is because maybe they know that there's agents from the cartels in the Border Patrol and they're going to hear that, hey, there's this, you know, ripoff going to go down. And so they don't want to tell too many people about it. So they end up getting their own agents killed as a result of not communicating.
One thing's for sure is loose lips sink ships. And when you're running operations like this, you want as few people as possible involved. Really, the only solution here is what Free Talk Live has been saying for more than a decade is the problem's the drug war.
Well, yeah, and the war on
drugs. The drug war empowers these cartels. It incentivizes law enforcement officers to infiltrate and do these kind of things.
And innocent people get killed.
Right, and results in dead cops as well, and innocent people being killed. You know, towns members and family members of police and things like that. These are the people who, in a lot of cases, will suffer the consequences from drug cartels threatening officers. Look, you'll either take, look, Officer Edge, you're the one man standing between us and moving a load of 3,000 kilograms of cocaine across the border. Now, look. We understand that you're a hard man to buy. We've got $50,000 for you to look the other way, or we're killing your wife.
Well, $50,000 sounding pretty good right about now.
You got a kid? You want to put her through college? This could help you with that. Just take the money, look the other way, and your family will be safe.
College is getting expensive this time.
Yeah, $855. You're trying to get $100,000 out of them?
I'll take $80.
$855-450-free. There's a little bit more to the story here about what this Agent Dodson is revealing about the FBI and the DEA working with drug cartels to deal drugs, apparently. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program, talking about the war on drugs and the corruption that it breeds. There's just more evidence here. It's not, you know, maybe this is the first time you've heard about this, but to those of us on the show, this is old news. I mean, it's not a shock to me to find out that, what do you know? The DEA is tipping off the FBI, and they're tipping off their buddies in the drug cartels, or one of the drug cartels, that there's going to be a deal going down, and that they can go and just rip off the other dealers. And, you know, they're essentially, they're propagating drug dealing.
Well, This Fast and Furious thing, I guess I'm jaded, right? I have been reading stories on Free Talk Live for more than 10 years now where government incompetence stacks on government incompetence and stacks on government incompetence. Usually it's the average person that suffers and the low-level bureaucrat, and that's what happened here. But what I guess I'm not jaded to, and I'm still surprised all the time, is that people on the left and people on the right of the spectrum, the political spectrum, still want government to solve problems for them. Over and over again, they ask for solutions, and those solutions continue to involve the government. The government is the worst solver of problems. It always has unintended consequences, and because it claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, those problems generally result in violence.
Yep, and in this case, here they're going to be making the excuse that, well, we need to deal drugs in order to stop dealing drugs. That makes sense, right?
That's perfect logic.
Right.
They're trying to stop the drug war, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the idea. We must stop the drug war by dealing drugs. It's insane.
Well, no, that is the drug war.
I'm going to treat your cancer with more cancer.
By the way, I want to invite you to freetalklive.com. And also, Corey Moore is with us here tonight, and I'm grateful that you came in here. You're actually visiting Keene, New Hampshire for the very first time.
Yes.
So welcome.
Thank you. You've got a very popular podcast, what's that called?
It's the Corey Moore Show, and you can find that at CoreyMooreShow.com.
That's more with an E.
CoreyMoore Show.
Good point. CoreyMooreShow.com, and you do it once a week, and it is totally different from Free Talk Live. Anybody that has ever listened before will know this, and we must share some fans, that's for sure. I was on a little bit of your show last night,
yes.
and it's a lot of fun. You guys you always have your vaporizers out, nicotine vaporizers, that is.
Yes.
And that's one of kind of the fun aspects of the show, but how would you describe the show?
I describe it as Howard Stern meets NPR. So we have serious conversations, but we try to do it in a humorous way,
without all the boring factor of NPR.
Exactly. Yeah. Although I think one of the shticks we're going to do pretty soon is an all NPR sounding show. So we're going to talk really quiet like this in a monotone.
You need to have the bleeding of the goats. NPR is really known for its sound bites. They get the sound of what's going on in a particular interview and that kind of thing. They wrap it in. They have great editing. So that's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, especially for something that's live.
That's right.
Hey, what else I want to tell you about? CashIntoCoins.com. You can go to CashIntoCoins.com if you've been looking to get Bitcoins. You've got your Bitcoin wallet, and we'll tell you, if you don't have a Bitcoin wallet, we'll tell you how to get one of those later. But if you've got a Bitcoin wallet and you're ready to put some Bitcoins in there, you can go to CashIntoCoins.com. It's so easy, safe, it's fast, legal, and it's inexpensive. The rates are fantastic, and their customer service is top priority. Now, it's a simple process. You go down to the bank of your choice. It doesn't have to be a bank where you have an account. You're going to deposit into Cash Into Coins account at Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union with shared branching. So when you go to CashIntoCoins.com, you select your choice. You then go, you deposit the cash, and then send a picture of your receipt to Cash Into Coins. They will then send you your Bitcoins, usually within one business day. So cash.
I've done this. You've done this?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I put quite a bit of money at risk doing it. I did it without letting the folks at CashIntoCoins.com know that I was doing it. I wanted to have it as genuine of a transaction as possible. And so, yeah.
When you say at risk, you got to trust these guys, right?
To some extent, that's the way it goes. You have to make the deposit in the bank account. And that's one of the, yeah. And I there have cropped up. This is one of the reasons I like Cash Into Coins is I've tried them. Other people I know have tried them. They've always come through, and customer service is their top priority. There are people out there that are trying to get you to wire money to them, and they say, we'll send you Bitcoins. If you're wiring money to somebody in the Russia or Nigeria, it's difficult to know whether or not you're going to get your Bitcoins.
Yeah, these guys have been, our customers, our listeners have reported some very positive experiences. CashIntoCoins.com, let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything you want, and more coming up on the Fast and Furious gun running and apparently drug running scandal now. But Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and not only that, but they can promise you they'll send you the Bitcoins, but they didn't say at what exchange rate. So, yeah, they'll send you, for every $1,000, they'll send you $100 worth of Bitcoins. But anyway.
That's what somebody could do. But
somebody who's not Cash Into Coins.
CashIntoCoins.com uses the Bitcoin average price.
Yeah, anyway,
Tom, what were you calling about tonight?
About home home invasions. December 31st of 2011, there was a home invasion in Oklahoma. A teenage mom was home alone. And I got to kill this cell phone that's barking at me. A teenage mom was home alone with a three-month-old baby, I should say. And two guys decided to barge in there to try to steal the drugs, the painkillers that her late husband may have left behind. They wanted to break into her house and say, okay, where is it? And steal the drugs that they figured that would still be sitting around the house. Well, she called 911 and asked if it's okay to shoot them if they barge in. And the dispatcher said, well, I can't tell you to do that, but you got to do whatever you have to protect yourself. They gained entry, and one of them barges in. She shoots him, and the other one flips out. What's the big idea, shooting him, and runs off and runs to the police and says, well, you know, do you believe what she did? She shot my buddy. And the cop caught right on and took the whole report, and the guy totally incriminated himself and went up for a murder rap, because when you're doing a felony and somebody gets killed, then you're liable for murder.
It's called felony one murder, right.
Hold on, I'm confused. Who's liable for murder? The other robber?
Yes,
yeah,
that is true.
The other robber. If
the commission of a felony, anybody dies, and they can actually die later, too.
Okay.
So if you know, somehow they sustain injuries that actually result, I think there was a case where somebody died like 10 years later from injuries, and you know, the murder charge came down on the person who was already incarcerated.
So the accomplice then is charged with murder, even though they didn't pull a trigger, it was a person defending their property?
That's right. Now, more recently, on December 19th in Burleson County, Texas, there was eight intruders barging into a house to look for drugs. And the homeowner supposedly mistook them for intruders, which is what they were. But they were intruders, criminals with badges. And one of them got killed, and the other seven deputies are not facing any criminal charges for that murder. And instead, the innocent druggie that was living in the house is facing a capital murder charge because the attack was being done by criminals with badges that are trying to intimidate people into living a healthy, drug-free lifestyle against their will.
Good juxtaposition, Tom. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Definitely a double set of standards there, the police and then the rest of us. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Plus more on border corruption. Border Patrol, DEA, FBI. DEA and FBI apparently working with drug cartels, and Border Patrol members being shot in the crossfire. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you want to. And are you a proponent of the war on drugs? And if so, how do you feel about the idea of the FBI and the DEA apparently working with some drug cartels in order to, well, supposedly protect their own informants and allow them to move up through the ranks, but at the same time also putting in jeopardy the lives of other federal agents, in this case the Border Patrol agents who have perished, at least one of them that, you know, this story is covering from theblaze.com, perished in the crossfire between drug gangs that are fighting each other because of the efforts of the DEA and the FBI, who are setting up drug raids, basically inter-cartel.
Don't forget the obvious fact that innocent people and law enforcement officers are going to die in the war on drugs, specifically innocent people below the border, the southern border of the United States. I know that they don't count quite as much because they're not U.S. citizens, but, you know, they're innocent. Right, you can't say that they're not. Lots of innocent people die in the war on drugs, and I guess the question is if you think the drugs are so bad, whether it's marijuana or cocaine or heroin or whatever it is, how many innocent people's lives, how many law enforcement officers' lives are worth it to you? Now, I don't personally think a law enforcement officer's life is worth anything more. As a matter of fact, I think since they willingly participate in the war on drugs, it's actually they're volunteering for it. But many people would say that these folks are super citizens, you know, worthy of more respect.
You're saying how many is it worth it? How many law enforcement officers should die before the war on drugs is a success? like to stop people from using drugs.
Well,
how many lives are you willing to?
It's never going to be a success. I mean, nobody can point to a success in the war on drugs. They might be able to point at something like, oh, well, there's not as much crack cocaine as there used to be. But that's really just saying, oh, bell bottoms are out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not fashionable anymore.
Want to hear your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands that you want at some of the best prices. The best prices I've been able to find on the internet, but I'm willing to say that they are the rock bottom prices because they've got handguns, long guns, ammunition, and firearm accessories, camping gear of all sorts, tents, apparel, cooking equipment, all those things, even things for your boats, fish finders. They've got lots of flashlights, lots of knives, archery and air guns. Whatever you need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com, and they likely have it at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. They've got a low price guarantee. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them. I've been doing business with them for years. Go check for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. That's man as in man. VentureOutpost.com.
All right, we continue here. We're going to your calls and thoughts. Dennis is on the line listening to KMMS in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, Dennis.
Hey there. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This has been going on for quite some time, this government, involvement with drugs. There was a retired Colonel Bo Greitz during the Vietnam era that wrote a book about smuggling drugs with government airplanes from Vietnam, from the, what do they call it, the triangle there.
Yeah, didn't they make a movie with Denzel Washington about that?
I don't know about that. I'm from that era, and this was pretty common knowledge, and there was nothing you could do. There was one allegation that was made that Lady Bird Johnson's plane was used to smuggle drugs.
All the way to the top. You gotta love just the brazenness of these people. So, yeah, you're right, Dennis. I mean, this is old news, really, in general, but I think for some people, it's probably the first time they're hearing about this.
The history shows that you can't legislate morality. Prohibition is a fine example of that. And when they prohibited alcohol, that opened up the door for organized crime in this country.
Right. I mean, organized crimes probably has the potential to exist in any if anything's illegal. And I'm willing to say some things should be, if not illegal, certainly wrong and punishable. And like murder, for instance, rape, these kind of things.
You don't really see the mafia being involved in rape.
Usually not murder either.
But murder for hire definitely does exist.
It does. Sure. But it's usually one person because you don't want you don't want witnesses, right?
Yeah.
So it's difficult to advertise, and that's why most of the people who hire, FBI agents as opposed to actual
killers. Every time you ever hear about a murder for hire case, it's always a cop that's on the other side of the hiring gig.
Indeed.
The only reason that, what was that guy from Chicago? He ended up in prison for tax evasion. He was a big gangster.
Al Capone.
The only reason he got going was because of prohibition.
Absolutely.
Illegal, and it was a way for them to make money. And our thing, which is Sicilian, La Cosa Nostra, which means our thing, that got started with prohibition. And all the organized crime, it opened the door for organized crime, extortion, this, that, and the other. And the people who suffered are you and me.
You nailed it, Dennis. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I can't argue with any of that stuff.
Yeah,
the fact is that the prohibitions give, fund criminal operations like that, organized criminal operations. If they can, and specifically among them is prostitution, gambling, and drugs. If they can use any one of those things.
Not just prostitution, though. Like when the gangs get a hold of prostitution, it becomes sex slavery in a lot of cases.
And human trafficking, which is huge. It's terrible.
Right, which is an entirely different thing than exchanging money for sex.
Right, because with sex slavery, they're literally kidnapping young women against their will, and I'm sure young males as well, you just don't usually hear about that side of it, and then forcing them to work in underground brothels at in really undesirable conditions. And that's because, well, in a lot of places, prostitution is illegal. So Dennis is absolutely spot on. I mean, the prohibition historically has always created unintended consequences. It has, although at this point they're predictable consequences, so it's not like anybody should say they're surprised by any of this, that, oh my goodness, who would have guessed the DEA is actually dealing drugs, the FBI is actually helping gang members rob one another, and that they're, you know, they're propagating this violence. This isn't a shock.
Not to mention the terrorism aspect, they also do that as well. I mean, the FBI is known to set up people for terrorist operations.
Sure.
And then at the very end of it, cut them off. I mean, I don't want to put it too strongly, but in a lot of ways, the FBI acts as a criminal organization. And they're legitimate because they are working for the United States government.
How about the military? You know, taking it back to what Dennis was saying at the beginning of his call, have things really changed there? You know, you've got the stories from Vietnam War about the military guys running black tar heroin on the military jets on the way back, but now you've got pictures of them guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan.
Pictures. Pictures of U.S. military service men and women guarding with guns poppy fields in Afghanistan. This should be an outrage to every American citizen, but people are so entrenched in one side of this or the other is, oh my God, we can't legalize drugs because my kid will get a hold of them.
Guess what? They already are.
Well, they probably could. I mean, they can get a hold of cough syrup, can't they? They can huff gas, can't they? They can get a hold of all kinds of mind-altering substances. The kind of substances that you would prefer them, participating with, like marijuana, which is a relatively harmless drug.
If I had a child, I'd rather have him using marijuana than huffing gasoline.
And what seems clear about human behavior is that humans. All beings on the planet, the fact is animals get drunk too.
Fermented fruit.
They eat marijuana plants.
Leave it out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, beings like to have, some of them more than others, like to have an altered state of consciousness. And there's really just, you know, what are you going to do about that? You can fight it and fight it and fight it. How many cops, how many innocent people, and how many dollars do you want to throw in this fight? Or you could let it go and let people be people. And the fact is that we can see in Portugal and Amsterdam that when you do decriminalize, that usage goes down, specifically among young people.
Deal with the addiction problem, not the use problem.
We'll come back with more here in moments. And deal with the addiction with compassion, not violence and threats. 855-450-FREE.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You don't have to talk about the insane war on drugs to get on the show with us here tonight. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Corey.
And Mark.
Corey's joining us from The Corey Moore Show at Corey Moore Show. That's CoreyMoore Show.com. Yes. And you can go and get more of him there. CryptoKit.com, I would highly recommend if you are like me and very frustrated with PGP. I find PGP to be absolutely almost intolerable until now. I found it to be intolerable until CryptoKit.
PGP is?
PGP stands for Pretty Good Privacy, I think.
It's a form of encryption?
Yeah, it's a very popular form of encryption.
And you're right, it is arduous to deal with.
Huge hassle. CryptoKit solves that problem. CryptoKit's not just a tool that allows you to easily encrypt and decrypt messages with PGP encoding, but it's also an instant Bitcoin wallet and a secure messaging system. Plus, it's got Bitcoin news and charts all rolled up into one easy-to-use Google Chrome browser extension. And you know what? It's free. So
yeah,
go to CryptoKit. Yep, KryptoKit, CryptoKit.com, and you can download it there for your Google Chrome. Again, only available for Chrome at the moment. But when I say easy, you start up CryptoKit for the first time, and you are asked to move your mouse around a window for just a moment to generate a random Bitcoin address. Then you can fund that wallet from any source, and at that point you can make Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. Because normally when you're doing Bitcoin online, you've got to pull up the Bitcoin software or go to some website where you've got a Bitcoin wallet, and there's usually a lot of, you know, a few steps involved in sending somebody Bitcoin. But CryptoKit makes it so it's integrated within your browsing experience. Very easy stuff. CryptoKit.com, KryptoKit.com. So we started out the show here tonight talking about a Blaze story from TheBlaze.com about Agent Dodson, John Dodson. He's a federal agent. He's the guy, if you recognize the name, he's the guy who blew the lid off of the Fast and Furious gun walking scandal, and that was a little while back. Did that break early this year?
Yeah. It's going on a year.
Yes. It's been over a year at least.
So, but there's more to that story, apparently, involving, guess what? Drug running as well. It turns out the FBI and the DEA have been working together to basically help certain drug cartels rip off other drug cartels. What happened was one Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, was shot and killed by Mexican bandits that were working for the FBI. as they had been sent, the bandits, that is, had been sent to the border to do a drug ripoff of a rival gang based on intelligence they were given by the DEA. That is, the FBI given intelligence by the DEA, then gave that information to the drug cartel to rip off another drug cartel. Now, Dodson, the agent here in question, says that there's the strategy involved is that the federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI, they allow this criminal activity. In fact, it seems like they're even encouraging the criminal activity in order to increase the clout of their undercover informants that are embedded within cartel organizations.
What could go wrong?
He says if they can get these guys, the informants, in a position so they're closer to Tier 1 or Tier 2 in the cartel, they'll do it. They want to make these guys rock stars, he says. The alleged border ripoff that ended in Agent Terry's death is one of these situations, says Agent Dodson. The FBI operates as if the ends justify the means because they believe that these crimes are going to be happening anyway, Dodson explained. The goal, he says, is to gain as much intelligence on the cartels as possible. So, the goal apparently isn't to actually stop the drug dealing. The goal is to integrate their men in the cartels so that maybe at some point in the future they could go ahead and make a few arrests. Which, of course, anybody that's been paying attention knows that's not going to stop drug dealing.
When they make an arrest, this, all they've done is created a job opening.
Yeah.
And, you know, there has been no time in United States drug war history when they have made a dent in the aggregate of, you know, people moving drugs. It just, it, you know, yeah, you might slow things down for a couple of weeks in some city or maybe so far as a region. But in most cases, no. You know, they can take a big pile of money and, well, it funds their agency, but that doesn't actually do what they're supposed to do. If this was any other war, the United States citizens would not be putting up with it any longer. You saw what the people of the United States said when Syria, when Obama was rattling the saber for Syria. They're sick of it. But this war, for some reason or another, they'll continue to put up with.
The last time they took down a drug cartel, I mean, they went to the top and arrested everyone from the top down. The FBI has been doing this for a while, and guess what happened? The next drug cartel that came in and took power was twice as violent and was basically twice as powerful.
Sure.
Because they were able to bring in all of these other people that were working under and say, hey, do you want a job? Yeah, come work for us now.
You have to be more ruthless, though, right, to make sure people stay in line.
And that's actually what they do. And this is a really good point, but it's almost lost on everybody, Corey, is that, in fact, what they do is they the FBI, the DEA, these agencies create a sort of hyper-Darwinian situation where the drug cartels that have, because they destabilize the drug cartel environment, that it's constantly in flux, so therefore the one that is most ruthless, best run, best armed, this is the organization that gets put in place. So, you know, thank you, DEA and FBI, for putting even more ruthless criminals at our throats. Please, please, please do not think that the drug war is confined to police officers, innocent people south of the border, and drug criminals. It can come to you and yours any day.
Yeah, I think that there might be some people shocked to realize that some of the heroin, the methamphetamine, the crack that's hitting the streets in the United States may have actually been sold, probably not at the street level, but at some level above the street dealers, by an FBI or DEA agent. That the very people that are supposedly tasked with putting a stop to drug use and drug dealing are, in point of fact, the ones, some of them, who are actually propagating the continuation of drugs being available at the street level. I mean, I don't think the drug warriors out there really even realize that that's happening because they look at the DEA and the FBI as these white knights out there. You know, they're just doing the right thing and they're trying to stop those evil drug users and those terrible drug dealers. But point of fact, they're empowering them.
Well, what do they say whenever they do get a big bust? They say these drugs will not hit the streets and they will not kill people today. Well, what about the drugs you sold? What about the drugs that your agency sold with my money
for years
in my name, and it did kill people.
Come on, Mark. It sounds like a big conspiracy theory. That can't possibly be true. Our government is here to serve and protect us.
Well, I think that anybody who takes any time to figure it out knows that it's the truth. And the fact is that if they can take responsibility for saving lives by getting drugs off the street, then they're responsible for killing people by putting them on the street.
Ken is on the line listening in Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You were mentioning a minute ago, Mark, that the DEA was basically making an environment for psychopathy and you know, the more evil and ruthless you are, the more you're going to go. Well, that's, you know, pretty much exactly the same thing that they've done, that the government has done with the regulations for all the different corporations. They make it an environment for psychopathy to flourish, where you have to be the guy that's going to go out there and go farther than the other guy. You have to be willing to cut the other guy's throat in order to get ahead in this world.
And I think that's true.
Making it easier.
I think it's true. I think it's harder to show that it can't be shown with the ease that it can be in the drug war. But I think it's absolutely true that the way that the government works with corporations, that that it does empower people that are really just looking for the bottom to move as much money to the bottom line as possible each quarter.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to share, Ken?
Turning these cartels into corporations.
They are corporations. They act like corporations.
Thanks, Ken. You were saying this off the air, but there was some sort of documentary you saw, Corey, about this, or what was it?
It was a TED Talk, actually.
Okay.
So basically, it was by this business professor, and he was explaining how these drug cartels actually act as corporations. They have wholesale networks throughout the United States where they distribute all these drugs. And it goes down any, like a Walmart, you know, in the same way a Walmart would work. You know, you have your warehouses, you have your distributors.
Distributors.
Yeah.
Manufacturers and distributors.
And they
and
have.
And technologically very superior to the DEA, from what I understand, right? Like, they've spent a lot of money on, you know, satellite technology and things like that. They know where their people are, that kind
of
thing.
Well, the DEA, doesn't matter really how many people they bust. I haven't heard of a big giant bust this year, but so what? They didn't defund the DEA just because whether they are successful or whether they fail, and by the way, all their successes are failures.
Well, they've been busting those bad people selling openly in California and Washington State and Colorado. I'm sure they're very, very interested in those targets because they're the ones with storefronts. It's real easy to find them.
Hey, I know where some marijuana dealers are.
And they know they can walk right in, take the plants, take the money, and then not charge anybody with anything, as they've done in California for years. I don't know if they've started doing to what extent they're doing it yet in Washington and Colorado with their newfound legalization, but it's an old story that the DEA will come into a marijuana dispensary in California and not make any arrests, but go ahead and steal all the inventory and then walk out. More coming up here in moments at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.